Canada has formally asked for clemency for one of its citizens who's been sentenced to death in China. Robert Lloyd Schellenberg was suddenly handed the sentence this week, sparking a diplomatic feud between the two countries. But overnight, Canada's foreign minister has tried to ease the tension, saying the countries still have close ties. Thomas Arete has the latest.
It was sudden and public. On trial for drug smuggling, Robert Lloyd Schellenberg had appealed an earlier 15-year jail sentence, only to be sentenced to death. Now Canada's Foreign Minister, Chrystia Freeland, says the government's doing what it can.
We are in touch with the Chinese government at a number of levels. I've spoken to the Chinese ambassador twice myself, and he has many contacts here. We are also in touch with the Chinese government in China at a number of levels.
The case comes at a challenging time for the two countries. Some have viewed the sentence as retaliation over the arrest of Huawei executive Meng Wanzhou in Canada late last year. Two other Canadians have also been arrested in recent times on allegations relating to national security. And the minister, Chrystia Freeland, acknowledges the challenges ahead.
It is true that this is a difficult moment, and our government will continue to advocate for the Canadians who are arbitrarily detained, and we will continue to seek clemency for Mr. Schellenberg.
In the meantime, China has made its feelings clear. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Xiongying has called on Canada to respect the rule of law and China's judicial sovereignty. And Huawei's founder, Ren Zhengfei, who's also Meng Wanzhou's father, has spoken publicly, telling reporters he doesn't see a connection between these recent cases and his daughter's arrest. But Chrystia Freeland has this message for China.
I absolutely think the best thing for both Canada and China, and frankly for the whole world, is to get past these current difficulties.
So what are the chances Robert Schellenberg could be spared? John Cam is the head of the non-profit Dihua Foundation, which advocates for at-risk detainees in China. He's told the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation he stopped short of reassuring the man's family.
I'm sorry, but I'm not in the business of giving hope. In such cases, appeals are rarely successful, by my calculation, in less than 15% of the time. Now, if there is any reason for hope, it is that the appeal court does not have to take up this trial quickly. They can, and often do, take months, even years. So if, in fact, relations between Canada and China can get back on an even keel, then I think it would be in certainly China's best interest not to carry out the execution.
Advocate John Cam, and that report from Thomas Arete.